If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this ninth day of December 2010. Kirk Douglas is 94 today. Dick Van Patten is 81. Buck Henry is 80. Bo Bridges is 69. Donny Osmond is 53. More on that in a minute. Felicity Huffman turns 48. And Dick Butkus, my favorite punchline for a joke, turns 68 today. We had a character that was modeled after Richard Simmons, and we called him Richard Slimmons, and this is what would happen usually. Richard Slimmons, our health guru, is here.
Knock, knock.
What are you doing?
It's a knock-knock joke, oh. Bruiser.
Okay, get on with it.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dick Butkus.
Leave the room.
Jeez.
It's embarrassing. Anyway, and the other thing you're going to hear that you'll hear on Christmas Eve, and I have played this somewhere every Christmas Eve, is Richard Slimmons coming in the room, and, well, you'll just have to hear it on Christmas Eve. Oh, and look at this. According to my calendar, Christmas Eve is on a Friday, so I'll actually be doing a podcast that day. Lucky you. you certainly don't want to miss that. On a slightly more somber note, I'm saddened, of course, by the death of John Lennon, but I am heartened by the people that still recognize it and celebrate his career and his life as it should be. A lot of this is coming to fruition through Facebook. A lot of people my age, a lot of people much younger than me. And what it proves is that what is good and decent, especially in music, is still being celebrated. And that means a lot to me because I've noticed that. And one of the things that I never expected, like we all used to say in radio or what, you know, I wonder what things will be like in the year 2000. You know? We play that song, Zager and Evans, in the year 2525, right? And that was before we knew everything was going to end at 2012. Okay, I'm sorry. I just tickled myself. But we would all say, you know, I wonder what music is going to sound like. It's going to be completely different. But what's happened is that what is good and what is well done and what is made with compassion and what is really rising to the top is still great rock and roll. And so we celebrate artists like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and the Allman Brothers Band and, God, you know, everybody from the 70s. And I get emails and comments on my videos of people saying, especially when I do a radio video, of folks saying, I wish I was alive during the 70s. Yes and no. It was a time of gas crisis, and the speed limit was lowered, and people were still dying in Vietnam, and nobody knew what drugs would do to you, so, you know, experimentation wasn't what it turned out to be. But as far as music was concerned, it was the best. I mean, but to the life of John Lennon, and of course, especially the Beatles, we lived by our transistor radio. And I think that was part of my love affair because of my love of music. I guess I got into radio because I really love music more than anything, and being a lousy musician, what else are you going to do but be a disc jockey, right? And so I've always appreciated the connection that came with holding that transistor radio, and that changed everything. When they came out with a little transistor radio that you could carry with you and listen, it was like our iPod. It was like our iPod Touch. You know, we were connected. And so you had your radio station, your local rock station that would play the latest, the hits, the all hits, top 40. And you listen to that, and you were in touch with what was going on. And I love that. So what goes through my mind when I hear the first words to a John Lennon song or the first couple of beats is that I was in radio. I'd just gotten into radio. I was 16 years old. Double Fantasy was released, and we're playing cuts from that. Never got to really play any new Beatles stuff. They had broken up before I got into radio, just slightly before, but. You know, it's just, I am so happy to still see all of this music celebrated. And it really, in a strange way, makes me feel better about the world. There are a lot of things that make me feel better about the world. One is the interconnectivity that we all have with each other. But the other is things that are good, things that are vital, things that are well done, things that are made with compassion, things that are made by talented people still rise to the top. Good news. We'll see you tomorrow.